Once again, good morning to you all. And God is good
all the time.
You know, sometimes we think that children, the way they reason about life or look at life might be funny, but sometimes there's also logic in the way they think too. A grandparent, a grandma, told me a story about his grandson, his four-year-old grandson, who met the dad and said, "Dad, I want to get married." And you know, as a parent, your son coming to you and say, "Dad, I want to get married," you'll be wondering, well, where is this coming from? What's going on? He said, "Yes, Dad, I want to get married." He said, "Okay, now who is the lady?" He said, "Dad, I want to get married to Grandma." He said, "But yes, I want to get married to Grandma because I love Grandma so much and Grandma loves me so much. And you know what? Grandma prepares the best pasta you can ever think of." So the dad said, "Well, you know, sorry, you can't get married to Grandma because Grandma is my mom, and so you can't get married to my mom." He said, "Why not? You got married to my mom, and so I can't get married to your mom." And if you look at it, come on, the little boy is right. Today we celebrate Christ the King, Christ as our universal King. Down through history, you discover that we've been faced with a series of leaders who come with the aim of conquering the world. We hear the story of Augustus Caesar, Alexander the Great, Napoleon, Stalin, Hitler, and so on and so forth. They wanted to conquer the world, but they wanted to conquer the world with guns, warheads, swords, all the atomic bomb, and with the whole soldier thing and everything as you can think. But what is left of them now? 6 feet. Yeah, what's left of them is just 6 feet. History for historians to study, monuments for site attraction, and then for some of us, just to go take a little glance into their history and just laugh about everything. Luckily for us, yes, we've been blessed with democracy that was fought by our ancestors. But I want each and every one of us today listening to me this morning to understand one thing, that we have one supreme king. He's king over each and every one of us. And where is the basis of his authority? On the fact that He created the world. He gave us life. He created the world. But because He is king, He's not a king that is here to subject us to pain and just let us know that I'm in charge. No, He's a king who cares about us. A king who always say, "Love one another as I have." That's the king today we all gather to celebrate. Christ, the universal king. A king who was ready, who forgave his enemies. Even when they executed him for what he had not done, right on the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them.
For they know not what they do."
For they know not what they do. That's a king who is ready to forgive his enemies and let go. That's a king who is ready for a second chance. A king who called his slave friends. He met his disciples. He said, "I call you friends now because I've made known to you everything that I've learned from my Father." That's the king we all gathered here today to celebrate. A king whose crown is not made of gold or silver or diamonds, but whose crown is made of what? Thorns. So that you and I can have life and have it to the full. If you go to John chapter 10, verse 10, he said, "I have come that you might have life and have it to the full. That's the king we celebrate today. A king who died for us so that you and I can have a better tomorrow. A king who died for us so that for you and I, death will not be our end, but we are sure of the resurrection. That's the king today we celebrate, Christ the universal king. A king who will not play politics with your joy. A king who will not play politics with your happiness. A king who will not even ask, are you Democrat, are you Republican, are you independent, or whatever. No, he doesn't give a heck about that. The fact that you are his child, he loves you. That's the king we celebrate today. Christ, the universal king. But I ask you, is he your king? God is good. That is the king we celebrate. A king that is good, not because, a king that is good, not because you are, a king that is good, not because you belong to one faction, no. A king that is good all the time. In season and out of season, he is good. A king who is ready to listen to his children. A king who cares about our pain, our worries, our cries. That's the king we celebrate today. Is he your king? Is he in control over you? It's a question we need to ask ourselves. Just like the thief today, he said to Christ, Lord, remember me when Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. That's the king we celebrate today. And so I want each and every one of us, I invite each and every one of us that today should be a day of joy. Yes, we have our challenges, we have our pain, we have our difficulty. I know that. We all have our worries, but because we celebrate a universal king, we celebrate a king that cares about our pain, our challenges, so today should be a day of joy, a day of big celebration for each and every one of us. A day that we'll call him, Lord, remember me. You know, today, back home in Nigeria, today is a very big celebration. You know, in Nigeria, we have 3 days that people everywhere will come to church. People will come to church on Christmas, Easter, and Christ the King. Today's day, those who have never been to church for Christmas or Easter, today they will come to church. And it's a very big celebration. Most time, the Mass will last for 3 hours. But sorry, I will not pass you through that. But the aim of this is just to tell each and every one of us that today should be a day of joy, a day of gladness. Just like the thief, he said, Lord, remember me. That should be our invocation today, saying, Lord, remember me. Lord, remember my wife. Lord, remember my... God is good. Lord, remember my wife. Lord, remember my... Good. Lord, remember my children. Lord, remember my grandchildren. Lord, remember my friends. Lord, remember my job. Lord, remember my business. What is that? That whenever you think about it, you're worried. Maybe it might be your health. Lord, remember my health. Lord, remember my situation. Lord, remember my country. Lord, remember our leaders. So today should be a day for us to invite him. And maybe you're listening, you hear you with your wife or family member, just hold them by the hand and say, Lord, remember my family. When you go home, as you walk into your home today, just look at the four walls of your house. Just look at the four walls of your house. If you have family members with you, luckily we're having Thanksgiving and family members are all coming together. Maybe you're going to meet them or they're coming to meet you. During Thanksgiving, just hold them by the hand and say, Lord, remember our home. Lord, remember our family. And I tell you, he's always ready to remember each and every one of us. He's always ready to remember us. And that's the King we celebrate today. That's the King we celebrate today. Just like on the cross, before he died, before he gave up, he said, it is finished. It is finished. And that's what he's saying to each and every one of us. Our pain, our worries, our cries, our difficulties. What do you go through? He's saying to you today, it is finished. But invite him and say, Lord, remember me. Lord,
remember Father.
Lord, remember me. And so please, today I invite each and every one of us. It should be a day of joy, a day of happiness, because we celebrate a King who cares about us. He cares about you for who you are. Not because you're so good, no, but the fact that you are his child, he cares about you. Like I said again, he's not ready to do politics with your well-being. No, he's not into that. No, he's not into that. He cares about you. And so since we celebrate a King who cares about us, today I invite each and every one of you, say to him, Lord, Lord, remember me. And I bet you he's always ready to remember each and every one of us. Just invite him. Invite him. Because he is King over each and every one of us.